3. Now consider when I say, he was crucified, the Greek questions, and how can this make sense? He didn't even save himself while being crucified and facing extreme suffering during the crucifixion. So how then, after all of that, did he rise again and assist others? If he had had the power, it would have been more appropriate before death. This is what the Jews actually said. St. Matt 41:42. But if he couldn't assist himself, how could he assist others? There's no logic in it, he states. You're right, O man, for indeed it goes beyond logic. The power of the cross is unspeakable. The fact that he was amidst horrors yet showed himself to be above all horrors, and being in the enemy's grip, still managed to triumph, this shows infinite power. Just like in the case of the three children, it wouldn't have been as amazing if they hadn't entered the furnace, but the fact that they walked into it and overcame the fire is more astonishing. And in the case of Jonah, it was a greater feat after he had been swallowed by the fish to not be harmed by the creature than if he had never been swallowed at all. So too in regard to Christ. His not dying wouldn't have been as incredible as the fact that having died, he broke the chains of death. Don't ask then, why didn't he save himself on the cross? For he was racing towards the final battle with death itself. See Hooker EPV 48:9. He didn't descend from the cross, not because he couldn't, but because he chose not to. If the power of death couldn't restrain him, how could the nails of the cross?